I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new law in Kyrgyzstan is making life even more challenging for Christians. We'll explain what's happening in just a moment. Then, a medical clinic in Lebanon serves as a beacon of hope. We'll tell you what's going on and how you can get involved in just a moment. We'll begin today in Central Asia, where a new religion law looms over Christians in Kyrgyzstan. The nation's constitution guarantees freedom of religion, but years of increasing restrictions send another message. The draft law, currently in parliament, would require all places of worship to register with the government and would raise an already high bar. Floyd Worbell with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada explains.
Previously, you had to have about 200 adult members, and now they're looking to increase it to about 500 adult members in order for the church to gain legal status.
So for many congregations, that 500-member hoop would be impossible to jump through. Out of every 1,000 people in Kyrgyzstan, less than 40 are Christians, with only 3 being evangelical.
So what you're really seeing is that it becomes a judicial control, right? That these laws are enacted and enforced, and they supersede, you know, the freedom of being able to gather, being able to worship, being able to share your religion with other people.
The law could begin hampering gospel ministry as soon as February 1st, if passed.
It's something that we will need to be praying that somehow the Lord will intervene in this situation and give his church strength.
Pray that Kyrgyzstan's parliament would strike the bill down as they did an earlier version last year. There's more in the full story at our website. In related news, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom released a new report calling out 5 countries in Central Asia, including Kyrgyzstan, for using extremism laws to target peaceful religious activities. The other 4 countries were Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Kazakhstan, and Uzbekistan. Slava Gospel Association supports Christian ministry in Central Asia, and SGA's Eric Mock tells us,
in the sense of combating extremism, they push all faiths down. What this has meant is a tremendous amount of pressure on all faiths, specifically on Christianity.
Christians in this Muslim-dominant region have challenges on multiple fronts.
When they hold a Christmas celebration, such as SGA's Emmanuel Child Supported Christmas Program or summer camps or orphans ministry, they not only face increasing difficulties from the government, but they also face persecution from the predominantly Muslim society, where even children who are coming to faith in Muslim homes are kicked out of the Muslim homes if they hold to their faith.
As you consider this story, pray for our Christian brothers and sisters in Central Asia living the gospel. And finally, increasing conflict, intense bombardment, and insecurity are forcing a growing number of medical centers to shut down in Lebanon. Nearly half of the 207 primary health care centers in conflict zones are now closed. Co-founder Camille Melki says Heart for Lebanon began its medical clinic in the Bekaa Valley 18 years ago.
Heart for Lebanon started doing ministry in October 2006 as a response to the Hezbollah and Israeli war that summer. But we continue to serve from that day till now locally displaced families, Syrian and Iraqi refugees.
The ministry expanded its clinic in 2019 to meet ever-rising needs.
The Bekaa Valley is the largest host of refugees who have crossed from Syria to Lebanon, and our center serves thousands of individuals on a weekly basis. We are 20 miles away from the borders with Syria.
And every interaction is a gospel opportunity.
When someone goes to a doctor, they expect the doctor to know what they're talking about and to prescribe the best medicine. That's very true. But in our cases, the patients feel they're important in the eyes of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.